Daću sa morem širokim,
ginuti željom svom.
Daću za morem širokim,
ginuti, ginuti.
Od prve svoje mladosti očuti srce moje. Daću za morem širokim
ginuti željom svom.
Daću za morem širokim
ginuti
željom svom.
Staviti dom svoj ne mogu ni pošto,
ne mogu ni pošto,
ne mogu ni pošto. Stokom i sam poznajem, koj davno već poznajem, već poznajem.
Kira svoj brodić
malaveni. Nek drugi svito glomi, nek bi se zrato lato lovi.
Ja ništa ne marim
za to.
Odimne mi Dalmacija,
zaboravit je neću ja. Odimne mi Dalmacija,
zaboravit neću.
Odimne mi Dalmacija,
zaboravit je neću ja. Oj, divne mi Dalmacije,
zaboravit neću. Mnogi mi strašni molujama, nemirno brini.
14 wonderful compositions that almost demand sitting at an outdoor cafe in a Dalmatian town, enjoying the local sights, cuisine, and fine Croatian wine. We heard a CD released in 1996 featuring one of the most famous interpreters of the Klapa vocal tradition, so prominent along the Adriatic coast, Klapa Puntari, from the epicenter of the Klapa tradition, the port town of Omiš. You're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of the finest recordings of great music issued on compact disc. The show is heard regularly at this time across Canada on your local campus and community radio station, on the YouTube channel Talking Albums, and in Europe on CITW Radio from Helsinki, Finland. I'm your host, David Kavlovic. Our major work and the last composition on the show today is an early symphony by the German romantic composer Anton Bruckner, who is, of course, famous for his nine symphonies as well as his sacred choral music. Bruckner's second symphony, the fourth composed, as his first two, he did not consider part of his important canon, was composed in 1872 when the composer was already 48 years old. Bruckner was a late bloomer as a composer. Indeed, he only had 24 years left of his life to produce his most magnificent compositions. His second symphony, in the key of C minor, certainly was pointing in that direction. Nevertheless, in typical Brucknerian fashion, he was not secure with the original composition and revised the symphony in 1877, although the recording we are going to hear is pretty much the original version, as tampered with by Bruckner in 1876. For all his insecurities, Bruckner's second symphony represents a breakthrough in his conception of the genre. Although Bruckner had been composing sonata-form movements with three distinct themes since he began writing symphonies in 1862, by 1872, he greatly expanded the scope of their presentation and development and established the framework, which he would use consistently in all of his subsequent symphonies. One interesting feature of this second symphony is Bruckner's use of silence. Indeed, the work is sometimes known as the Symphony of Pauses. Here's Anton Bruckner's Symphony No. 2 in C minor, performed by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bruckner specialist extraordinaire Eugen Jochum.